Well, it might be a little challenging to think about summer courses on a day like today, but as we all look forward to better weather and a little sunnier times and no snow out there on the ground, Northern has kind of started something a little new called the Northern Field Institute, and there are a number of our departments and centers, whatever the case may be, taking a little bit of a chance and offering something different for folks with these kind of two-week intensive programs. So biology is involved, the English department's involved, and our Center for Native American Studies is also involved with this Northern Field Institute.
Who is it for? Who are you targeting in terms of folks to take part in it?
Really, it's kind of we're hoping for folks that maybe would like to come back and take a couple of classes, folks who are not necessarily maybe interested in pursuing a degree, but really looking at how can I just have maybe a fulfilling experience and enjoy Michigan's Upper Peninsula in a little bit different way. And I think that, you know, that could really be anybody. It could be somebody that's, you know, certainly taking and getting a degree. But we're really kind of trying to reach out to all sorts of folks and even doing campaigns outside of the area, because certainly we have a place to brag about when it comes to the summer.
So what does it entail? It's a two-week course, very intensive, I'm sure, but you mentioned a lot of different departments, a lot of different involvement. What if somebody signs up for it, what can they expect?
Well, certainly I couldn't speak very savvy to some of the other courses in the other departments, but I can certainly share what's happening in our department. We have Anishinaabe language courses, and there'll be two of them, one to concentrate on our spring seasonal exploration and one on summer exploration. And our instructor, Ken Pitawanakwet, really likes to get out of the classroom setting and have people experience the outdoors. And that is all four seasons, to be honest. We have a winter exploration going on right now. And so he wants people to really kind of experience the language through all the senses, if at all possible. And so having these outdoor classes where people go on hikes, maybe people are going to sit by our fire site outside of the Whitman Hall, whatever the case may be, it's the idea of being able to enjoy what we have here in the outdoors. Our other course, which has actually been running for quite a few years now, is our course entitled Kinomage, and that translates is Earth Shows Us the Way. And it's really a course that will concentrate on people who love to study botany and love to study the local flora and love, again, the idea of what is it about the uses of blueberries or the uses of birch bark or whatever, the outdoor setting and how that relates to Anishinaabe culture.
Sounds like it's very interesting at a multiple discipline level. And also then the other programs are by the other departments, mm-hmm. and folks can contact what department at Northern or what office at Northern. I suppose for you, it's the center, and you could direct them also in other ways if they wanted to find out more about others.
Well, I would certainly encourage anybody to check out the website, which would be www.nmu/summer. So it's simply nmu.edu/summer.
There you go.
And there I go. And so that will really open the doors for all the summer courses that are taking place. But, there is a special highlighted section on this Northern Field Institute. For anyone interested in our courses at the center, they can call 906-227-1397. Or our website address is www.nmu.edu/Native Americans.
One of the other things that's coming up is you've got a speaker coming up that you want to make sure folks know about. And this is open to the community because it brings a very important message.
Absolutely. Actually, I think I like to think of him as a little bit more than a speaker than he's really a workshop facilitator and educator. And that's violence prevention educator Paul Kivel. And Paul is going to be coming to campus for the day next Monday, April 12th. And anybody can really participate in these workshops that he will be hosting. In fact, the first workshop is bright and early at 8 a.m. And it's teaching for community and justice is the workshop title. And we've targeted that for faculty and students from the School of Education. But naturally, any teachers, maybe they're on spring break, who can, take the morning to kind of really learn what it is about including justice, social justice within the curriculum in a number of different areas.
So you're looking at it from an educator's perspective in terms of putting this into what they may teach or what their ideas are to help prevent violence.
Exactly. And that's just for that workshop. But the other workshops we have are open community-wide for anyone who works with families, youth, who are interested in this topic. And so there are two workshops entitled Taking Action for Community and Justice in and Out of the Classroom. But really, it's also in and out of the community. So that's for really any faculty, student, or community member who, again, work with youth, families, who are very interested in this idea of violence prevention. And then we also have a workshop for our NMU staff members and really, again, anyone who is interested in a safe workplace, building a safe and inclusive campus. And I think that he's really going to offer kind of a different message and different experience each time. But again, he's more than just a speaker or presenter. I really think people are going to walk away with some tools for their own experience.
So really anybody that may work with either youths or families or that are affected by violence, domestic violence, or other issues like that, that they should take part in this. How can they get involved if they want to take part in the workshops?
Really, all they have to do is show up at the times that are of interest to them. This is taking place in the Whitman Hall Commons, and the times do vary, but we have that information, again, on our website. It's www.nmu.edu/Native Americans. Or they can feel free to call me at 227-1397.